Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. We thank and praise God for an opportunity today. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. And we're so excited today to be with you in radio land and to be on our radio broadcast on today. I just want to call our worship to order today. Hallelujah. We just want to greet you in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are delighted that you've chosen to worship with us on today and want to extend a warm welcome to you. You know, if this is your first time worshiping with us, I would ask you to just state your name and where you're from. But if not, just act just like you come right on in and get with us, just like you are part of our worship and a part of the ministry, and you are our global universal ministry. So we just thank and praise God for you. I'm going to call our, I want to get ready to begin with our devotion service, part of the service today. God has been so good to us, and I just know that we have so much to give thanks for today. I'm so blessed by what God is doing in my life, and I just give him all the praise and the glory. Amen. We're going to get ready for our devotion. We're going to sing. I'm going to sing a hymn first, and then we're going to go into our devotion. Shine on me. Shine on me. I wonder if the lighthouse will shine on me. We're going to get ready to read a scripture, hallelujah, for our devotion. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsty for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so is. I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadows of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul falleth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my face to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. I have just read you from the 63rd Division of Psalms. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, most of all the doers, the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come today humbly before your throne of grace today, Lord, asking you right now to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come today, asking you if we've offended anyone, Lord, in any kind of way. We ask your forgiveness today in the name of Jesus. We ask you today, Father, to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. If there is anything, Lord, in there that should not be, we ask you to send the fire of God down, Lord, to burn it right out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we yield ourselves to you on today. We have nobody but you, Lord. I'm asking you and I'm thanking you now. I feel my help right now, Lord. Thank you for your anointing, Lord. Thank you for strength today in the name of Jesus. I give you glory and I give you praise on today. Thank you, Lord, for making my heart satisfied. And I give you praise for that. I'm asking you today, Lord, to bind up the strong man, Lord, and every evil demon and every wicked way and every negative thought in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you to just bind him up out of our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I come right now, in the name of Jesus, giving you praise on today, giving you all the glory today, magnifying your holy name, just lifting you up, Father, hallelujah. I'm lifting you up today, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to bless our worship celebration, bless our worship service today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you say where two or three are gathered together, there you are in the midst. And I thank you, Lord, because I feel your anointing today. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. Hallelujah. I give you glory. I ask you today to bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice, everyone that's out in radio land, in the name of Jesus. Every newcomer, new listener that's on the line today, I'm asking you, Father, to bless them as well, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, to bless the end time, men and women of war, bless the apostle deans in his absence, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise and glory. Bless our worship service, Lord. Bless the word of God, which is already blessed. Bless the person that's standing in John's shoes on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I be so careful today to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God. God is a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I just thank and praise him and give him all the glory. He is such a mighty God, and I'm so excited about what he's going to do. I'm just so excited. God is so perfect. He's good in every good work. God is good in every way. I tell you, there's no flaws in the Father, none. Hallelujah. That's perfect. And I give him praise on today. Yes, Lord, because he said that he made us in his image and in his likeness. And I thank God for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go right on and get ready for our testimonial service today. I just thank and praise God. I just want to be one of the first to even say anything because God has been truly good to me, and the devil don't like it. You know he's not going to like when God do us good. He don't like that, and that's his problem. That's his problem. Hallelujah, because God has all power. So I don't worry about anything because God already gave us the victory. Hallelujah. We don't have to wait around till the battle is in. We better shout now. Hallelujah. Because we already have the victory. So I thank and praise God on today. He give me life. He give me health and strength. I thank him right now, for just giving me strength today and power from on high. You know, God is blessed. You know, where I'm working another job, and I just got in this morning from yesterday morning, and I'm a little tired and a little physically weary, but that's all right. I ask and praise and ask God today to give me some strength to carry this on, and I'm going to do the very best that he give me. I'm going to do it, and I know when the Holy Ghost take over, it's all on him. All I got to do is yield. So I thank and praise God for what he's doing in our lives. I thank and praise God for how he's blessing the ministry, the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry. I thank and praise God for each one of you. I thank and praise God for each one of you in Radio Land. I thank and praise God how he watched over me all night last night. And early this morning, he woke me with a finger of love. I thank God for that. I thank God for sending his son. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank God that he died for my sins and for our sins. And I thank God that he rose on the third day morning. I give God praise and glory. He is such an awesome God. I give him all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. For he is everything to me. And he is so good. I could just keep on going on and on and on, and I probably sound so redundant just saying things over and over, but I can't help it because that's how he is to me. That's how it feels to me. He just keeps doing great things. He just keeps, and that makes me, I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name because he's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of all of our praise. So I thank God today. He is a good God, hallelujah, and he's worthy of this praise. He's worthy of all of our worship, hallelujah, and I give his name praise and glory on today. Oh, yes, I thank him today. I thank him, and I've told him so many times, if it's just one person, I'm going to preach and teach and minister just like it's 200 million. Because you know what? God got angels everywhere. I'm not doing this for folk. I'm doing this for the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm trying to minister to his people. Hallelujah. So I'm not worried about a number. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about numbers. All I'm worried about is, am I in the will of God? Am I doing what God says? Is any sin separating me from God? You know, I'm trying to please him in the things that I do and say. So, you know, that's my testimony today. Hallelujah. I'm trying to be what God has called me to be. Hallelujah. And been running for him a long time. Hallelujah. And I'm not tired yet. I thank him today. In the name of Jesus. He is a good God. I thank him today. Hallelujah. So the floor is open up for testimony today. You can call in today at 323 646-421-4493. If you have a testimony, praise report, just something to say for the Lord, God is good. If you don't say nothing but God is good, and if you can't do that, just wave your hand, hallelujah, wherever you are, hallelujah. But the floor is open for testimonies, amen. Jesus is on the main line, telling what you want. Jesus is on the main line, telling what you want. Jesus is on the main line, telling what you want. You just call him up and you tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. Oh, if you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. You just call him up now and tell him what you want. Amen, amen, huh? Jesus is on the main line. You ought to tell him what you want. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The doors of the floor is open for testimonies, miracle reports, whatever it is that you want to say for the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give him glory, hallelujah. Give him honor and praise, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank God today, hallelujah. Giving him praise and glory, hallelujah. My. Maybe we don't have anyone else. I just want to say keep it open. If someone wants to give a prayer request, a testimony or praise report, this is our testimonial service right here, part of the service. But if there is not anyone else, I'm going to go on to our praise and worship right now. Hallelujah. Thanking God for everything that he's doing. I thank and praise God today. Hallelujah. He is such an awesome God. In the name of Jesus. Just one second.
Changed my life. Now I'm free. Maybe come at this time.
I sit at his feet.
too.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. A wonderful change. Tremaine Hawkins has come all over me. I thank God for the change. I thank God for the shift. Thank God for the movement, how he moves us around and shift us around and change places and change directions. And I thank God for the change that has come all over me. Hallelujah. God is so good. He'll change our direction sometimes. He'll shift us in another position. He'll turn things around for our good. Hallelujah. God is a good God, and he's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I thank you today. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to go on into the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. I need your strength today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us, me, for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that I've committed against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come just thanking and praising you for another opportunity to come to stand before the people of God, hallelujah, to come before your people in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for opening up an opportunity today in the name of Jesus. Now I'm asking you today, Lord, to strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen me now where I'm weak. Build me up, Lord, where I'm torn down right now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to take over, Holy Ghost, and take control in the name of Jesus. In the name, I need your power. I need your strength. I need energy right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank you for it, Lord. I just thank you right now for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. For your glory. Amen. We're going to get ready to go into the word of God. We're going to be coming from Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. And I ask you all to hold me up in prayer, please. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 6. Father, let Deborah decrease. Let your Holy Ghost increase. Amen. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? So the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. And just for a subject or a title, whatever, I'm using messed up, but in the hands of the Lord. Messed up, but we're in the potter's hand. Amen. So we're going to be, you know, it's just like, when we have, the other day I went with Apostle, and we went to a flea market, and he got some clippers, electric clippers to cut our bushes. And I was looking around. Everything looked ugly to me. But I looked around and I saw a sewing machine that was in a cabinet. So I asked the man, I said, how much is that sewing machine and does it work? He said, it works because it was my mother's, but it needs another belt on the motor. And the cabinet was all scarred up and scratched up, and some of the wood is solid wood, but some of the wood is coming loose and stuff. So he said, and Ed was saying, Apostle was saying, don't get it. Just wait. And I said, no, I'm going to get it. And so he looked at me. He said, I just want $20 from you, but if I get the money from him, I want $30. And, you know, we laughed and everything. But what I'm talking about is my plan for the sewing machine and the cabinet. See, I'm going to put it on the potter's wheel. I'm saying this so you can get an understanding on what I'm finna talk about. I'm taking this cabinet. The wood is all charred up and everything, and I'm going to sand it down all over. And when I get through sanding it down, I'm gonna put some stuff on it, prime it. I'm gonna prime that thing. And when I finish priming it, I'm going to paint it. I'm going to take me a can of white paint, and I'm going to paint it, one that gloss finish on there, so it can be pretty clean and white. And see, when I get through with it, I can say it's been on the potter's wheel, because that's what God does to us. He take us as clay, and I'm going to wait till I get to that part, but he take us as messed up in all of our imperfection and all of our junk that we have in us and on us. He take us and he put us on the potter's wheel. It don't feel good being on the potter's wheel. It does not feel good being on the potter's wheel. So, see, when God is sovereign, and he is the potter, and the potter is absolute, he is perfect in the things that he does. That is, he has power over the clay, which is us. And that power is unlimited. He has power over us, over the clay. No clay can stop the potter, nor can it question his right. No clay can resist his will, nor say to him, nay or yes or no, nor alter his plans that he have for us. The clay cannot speak back to him. See, when it comes to the will of God and his plans that he has for us, we don't have an option. We can't decide whether we will or not. We do have a will. But when it comes to God and when he got something for us to do, it's gonna happen. The plans, it may not happen right then, but it's gonna happen later. And when I was studying this, I was reading a passage where this little boy, an example, where this little boy was in the yard and he was making a mud and playing in mud or sand or something. And he made a man, and he had been working on this man all day long. All day. So when he got almost finished, his mother and dad called him and said, come on, let's go to town. So he was like, wow, I'm almost finished. He said, come on, you can go back when we come back. But he completed the whole man except for his arm. see, when the potter is making us and molding us and shaping us, he can't afford to stop in the middle, or he stops wherever he wants to. He knows what he's doing. If he stopped at the arm and we don't have a one arm, he has a plan and a purpose for us right there. He has a plan and a purpose for us. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what we look like. I don't care what the circumstance and the situation look like. God is the potter. We're just the clay. We're just clay in his hands. Hallelujah. It says, and the vessel that he made of the clay was marred in the hands of the potter, so he made it again. See, the clay was all, I say marred, it's like, it's soft. I say it don't have the right texture. You know, us, we don't always have the right texture. We got some imperfection. We got some messed up character sometimes. We got some a little of this and a little of that, and we all got it. You know, we all got something that's not perfect. The clay was marred in his hand. It wasn't yielding. The clay has to be just right in texture. Maybe it was too hard. Maybe it was too soft. Maybe it was too watery. Maybe just didn't mix it right, however. So then God set that one, the potter set that one to a side. He set that to a side. And he came back and picked it up and made another kind of vessel. Because we're all not made alike. We all have different personalities and characters. See, so God was, the potter still was molding and shaping and making on that clay, being the potter. So we're going to talk a little bit about the power of the potter. Now, God is sovereign, and we know that. He has power to do just what he wants to do. Like I said, it is unlimited. His power is unlimited. What he can do in our lives to make us what he planned for us to be, the plans and purpose that he called for us. And we can't, and nothing we can do. When he put us on the potter's wheel, we can't get up when we want to. Because we're in the potter's hands. We can't talk back and say, stop, don't do that. Because we're in the potter's hands. You know, we can't do anything. But the potter can, when he's making us, we can pray. You know what I'm saying? Pray. But what I'm saying is we can't stop him for his purpose and his plans that he has for us. We can't do anything but go right along with it. Man, the clay, upon the potter's wheel, and God is the potter. I'm telling you, when God is making and shaping and molding us, we go through so much. All these things that we go through is building up our character, making us, molding us, for his use, for his use. Now, that thing wasn't doing right, that it was marred and it was too soft or it was too hard. It wasn't the right texture. So he said, well, you go over here for a while. And he'll stay over there. The man that the little boy was making with the arm off, didn't have but one arm. He said, you just go over there. I'm making and molding and shaping you what I intend for you to be and to do for the purpose of what I called you to be. That's what I'm doing. You know, that's how I want to form and shape you. We all have the clay, we all have different personalities. We all do. you know, when you look at clay, when you just look at clay, clay is formless, it's shapeless, it's lifeless. You know, you can't do a whole lot with clay, because sometimes when you put too much water on or whatever, it's a muddy mess. It's a mess, but it's in the potter's hand. It's in God's hand. A lot of our personalities, it's just like that. A lot of our characters, character, it's just like that. It's a mess. We got to learn, hallelujah, to let God go on and be on that potter's wheel while he's shaping and molding. It's all right. It's all right, because when he gets through with us, it's not going to be like that. Our personality and our character going to be different, hallelujah. When God gets through with us, hallelujah, I tell you, he's going to, you know, when you got the potter, he got that wheel, he got his foot on that paddle, and he working the bottom paddle, and that wheel just turning and turning. All the things that we're going through, hallelujah, everything that he want to put in our personality, he's taking out some too, hallelujah. He putting some stuff in it, and he started shaping and molding and molding and shaping, and he taking stuff out. This lump over here got to be moving, and this rock over here got to be moving, and it's too much water, and it's, the texture is too soft, but I want to put in a little this, and this will make it harder. If I put in a little more dry clay, the texture will get right. See, that's how God make us. That's how he put us on the potter's wheel, because he knows what we need. He knows what we don't need. He takes stuff out and he puts stuff in to make that texture, to make your character like he wanted to be. God knows. Hallelujah. God remembers that we're just dust. But sometimes we forget it. We're just dust. You know, we forget, man, forget that we're dust. And when we forget like that, we'll get stuck on ourselves. We think we're something when we're not. But when dust gets stuck on itself, it turns into mud. It turns into mud. When you're trying to be something that you're not, all that kind of stuff. But when I tell you we ain't none but some dust, and I hate to say it like that, we ain't nothing but some dust. And that's where we came from. And God blessed us. And that's the way he formed us. He structured us just like that, from some dirt. Just picked it up, got it, and made some dirt. But the most important thing about when he made man, you know, he spit on in the ground and made this stuff and made up man. And when he did that, man still wasn't complete. He had to blow his breath in his body to make him a living soul. Hallelujah. And a lot, he didn't do it for the animals. He just did that for man. But I'm talking about how God, the potter, makes so many of us out of clay, make us as clay, make us and mold us and shape us. Over in Paul, over in Ephesians, although he's writing to the Ephesians, it can apply to you, me, and everybody else as well. You know, who were dead in trespasses and sin. That's man. Then he says that in that same chapter, that having no hope and without God in the world. Man. Ephesians 2 and 12. That clay on the potter's wheel is no different. Then Paul said to the Romans, for we were yet without strength, but in due time Christ died for us. He died for us. Hallelujah. Making and molding clay. Then I want to just say a little bit about the personality of the potter. The personality of the potter. The potter is a kindly looking man. He is, and he doesn't want to hurt the clay. See, he don't want to hurt us. He wants the clay to yield because he wants to make something out of it. He wants us to yield to whatever his plan and purpose is. I don't care how it looks, how dangerous it looks. If he doing it, if he molding this and shaping us for this plan and this purpose, he's going to take care of us. He's not going to let anything hurt us. What a potter. God. God is the potter. And we are the clay. And if we just yield, hallelujah, and hold our hands up and say, here I am, Father. Whatever it is that you want me to do, whenever you want me to do it, for your purpose. See, we're not here to please each other. We're not here to please people. We're here to please God, and we're here for his pleasure on this earth, and he knows the plans that he has for us, and they are good. Hallelujah. And we got to get it stuck in our mind and in our heart and in the head that whatever God says is right. I don't care how bad it hurt, it does not feel good. It wasn't made to feel good because it's something comes behind that. Anything we go through, you know, it's for the calling. It gives us more power. It gives us more strength, more fortitude, more foundation. When we go through a little something and when we come through it, the next time something else come up, we stronger. Hallelujah. We get better. Hallelujah. We know that if he did it last time, he's going to do something even greater this time. All we got to do is finish letting him molding us and shaping us up on the potter's wheel. And a lot of us still need to be on the potter's wheel. Me first, hallelujah, because I know I'm a messed up wreck in the name of Jesus. I want God to do whatever it is to straighten me out, because for sure I want to be in the will of God. I don't want nothing, hallelujah, separating me from God. I mean nothing, whatever it is, God, I'm asking you, hallelujah, to put me back on the potter's wheel. I know you may have laid me aside, but now, hallelujah, you can put me back on the potter's wheel and shape and mold me and make, because I'm yielding, hallelujah. I'm yielding to you, Father. It's not my will, not my by my power, not by my might, but by the will of the Lord. You know, I done forgot all the rest of the scripture, but I know it's by the Father's will and not by me and not by my power, hallelujah, not by my might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I tell you what, when God get ready to finish molding us and shape, because we're not going to be able to go in like we are, hallelujah. We're not going to be able to get in like we are. But I tell you what, when he gets through refining us, we're going to have a heavenly body to step out in. I tell you, we can go and buy all these other things, but you can't buy that. In the name of Jesus, we're going to have a heavenly body to step out in. In the name of Jesus, he got to get us ready and get us prepared, just like he did Jesus when he sent him to die for our sins, when he got to get him ready, when he had to go and fast for 40 days and 40 nights and be tempted of the devil and all the things that he went through, down through 40 and two generations. The Father was getting him ready, and he had him on the potter's wheel, and he was molding him, and he was shaping him, getting him ready to die for the remissions of our sins. Hallelujah. I'm telling you today, if Jesus hadn't died for our sins, we would have been in a burning hell right today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank God that he did not come down. I thank God today that he sent his only begotten Son, that we may have a right to the tree of life. I'm so glad, and I'm glad about it. And then that blood comes streaming down. Hallelujah. When they pierce him in the side. Hallelujah. I thank God today that I can be on the potter's wheel. I'm glad about it. And I'm glad. I'm glad that he put me back on the potter's wheel and make and mold me and shape me the way he want me to be. He want me to live. Hallelujah. I'm so glad I'm good. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you today. I thank you for how you died for us. Every one of us hung up for every one of our hangups. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let's be condemnable. In the name of Jesus. The potter. The clay. Hallelujah. Different personalities. But the one is unlimited, has unlimited power over the other. And I thank God that he has that unlimited power to change me, to turn me around, to place my feet on solid ground, however he want to do it. I'm glad about it today. I thank and praise him today. Oh, yes, Lord, I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory today. I thank you for your anointing, Lord. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you today, hallelujah, for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. I give you praise. The potter and the clay. I'm just messed up. I'm just messed up. Just messed up. All out of shape, out of texture, out of structure, Lord. But I thank God you came back and you got me, Lord. You died for my sins. Oh, yes, you put some power in me. Hallelujah. You put some Holy Ghost in me. Oh, yes, you changed my DNA. You put your word in my heart, way down deep in my belly. Hallelujah. I thank you for doing it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, call me out out of that world. Back into you, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, out of that club, back into you, Father, and out of the streets, back into you, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I give you praise for it today. Still on the potter's wheel, hanging on to it, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, glory to God, I thank you today. I thank you today, hallelujah. I thank you today, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise on today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the potter's wheel, messed up, hallelujah, but in the master's hand, messed up, when you're in the master's hand, you don't have to worry about it, because when he gets through molding us and making us and shaping us, we're going to be all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now it's time for us to go in to our altar call. I want to open up the doors of the church on today. There's still room at the cross. If there's anyone want to come today and join in with the ministry, they can. Hallelujah. It's still room at the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give the Lord praise today. I give him praise and I give him glory on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. Hallelujah. So we're going to just go into prayer right now. Our altar call. Lord, we just thank you today, Father. Lord, we thank you. I thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you for giving me strength, Lord. I thank you for the Holy Ghost speaking, Lord. I thank you today. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord. I thank you for it today. I thank you, Lord, that you called us, Lord, and you ordained us, Lord. I thank you today. Have so many things, Lord, to thank you for, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now I'm asking you now, Lord, to touch everyone that's under the sound of my voice, those is in radio land. Father, I'm asking you to touch each one of them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Some of them need to be back on the potter's wheel, just as I do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm just yielding myself, Lord. I lay my will down, Lord. I'm yielding myself for the potter's wheel. And most of us, hallelujah, if not all of us, need to do the same thing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just want to be right. I want to live like you, so you can use me and like you want me to, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to be consecrated. I want to be purified. I want to be purged, hallelujah, in the blood of Jesus. I just want you to do it for me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I don't know about nobody else, Lord, but I want to be just right for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just want to be right for you, Lord. I want to do the things that you would have me to do, what you called me to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm not good at nothing, but you good at everything, in the name of Jesus. So I know if I hang on to you, and if I hold on to you, and that you would be in me, in the name of Jesus, and I'm in you, that you can do and make everything possible, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, and bless everyone, Lord, and that's under the sound of my voice, and bless their children today, and bless their grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, and bless Apostle Dean in his absence, and the overseer over this ministry, and in the name of Jesus, and oh, no, in the name of Jesus, and I just thank you right now, Lord, and that we can see that we got to hang on to the potter's wheel because things get out of order. Sometimes our texture may stretch in the name of Jesus. Sometimes the structure may crack on the side and we have to go back to the potter's wheel. But I'm asking you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just keep molding me, Lord, and making me. In the name of Jesus, keep on doing it for me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you all the glory today, and I give you all the praise. Hallelujah. I give it to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I give it to you. I don't want nothing before you, Lord. I want you first in my life, first in everything I do, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I don't care how I look, I don't care how I sound, as long as you can be first, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I just thank you today. I thank you for the end time, men and women of war. I thank you for the ministry. I thank you for life support and outreach ministry. I thank you for the church. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you right now to let your fire come down from heaven. In the name of Jesus, your anointing fall all over us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your anointing, Lord, fall all over me. You come out of me, in the name of Jesus, I give you all the praise and I give you all the glory. I ask you today, to cause people to be filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Turn and be filled, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Be filled, turn, in the name of Jesus. Be filled, turn, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you right now, Lord. I thank you right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. I give you praise and I give you glory. Oh, yeah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. All of your help come from the Lord. All of my help come from God. Everything that I need come from him. Have that unlimited power. Hallelujah. Unlimited. Unlimited everything. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you today. I thank you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. I guess I will ever stop getting on the potter's wheel until you call us home. In the name of Jesus. And we have on that glorified body. In the name of Jesus. We won't need no potter's wheel. In the name of Jesus. I thank you today. I thank you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I give you praise today. I give you praise today. I give you praise today. The church doors of the church will be open till somebody come running asking what they must do to be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It will never close. I'm not here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity. You know, I don't, if it's something that I want to preach, it don't ever manifest. But everything that I talk about and when I come before the people of God, God been and gave it to me because I don't know. And I really just looked at it about 2 o'clock this morning. Sometime this morning I looked and I was so sleepy then I didn't know what to do, but I was at work. So I thank and praise God that he did whatever he does. And That's his business. I give him praise and let people know it's not me, it's God. So I thank and praise God for each one of you that came on and on the radio broadcast, and you in radio land. I thank and praise God for each one of you all. I'm not going to hold you any longer. I just love you so much, and thank you for supporting the ministry in the name of Jesus. Father, we just give you praise and we give you glory. We just thank you for everyone, Lord, that's under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, Father, I give you praise today, and I give you glory. We love you so much. We love you so much, Father. We give you praise. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You all have a blessed rest of the evening. God bless you, and I love you all. Have a good evening. Amen.